They're listening to us on Talk Radio 1190. This is the Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. Over here is Cassie Hollywoods Wilson.
Hey, hey.
You got Jenna Brainbox Thornquist hanging out with us today.
All right.
And Will Violator Shotwell producing this madness today.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, guys, that this is a dream come true because we all here are living out a fantasy and a bucket list thing right now with the Zaboy's Power Hour being live today. I can't believe this. I am full of excitement. I am full of energy because we have a lot of great conversations to have today. And I don't know, guys. I think this is one of our best prepared shows because we knew that we would have to come in here, you know, guns blazing, doing our best. And I think that we have refined what we've done on the internet on theboysmedia.com to science now, guys. I think we got this really good. If you want to join in on the conversation with us, go ahead and call 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Join us on the conversation, and we're going to have a lot of good topics. Will, our bartender, Mr. Shotwell, will you give the people what's on tap so they can learn what to expect from us today?
On tap this week, we will be slurping back Goldschlager while giving out gold medals for good people. Then we will talk about Jared Leto pouting and pondering about his role in Suicide Squad over a few pints. And finally, we will throw ourselves back to high school with Positive C and his high school reunion and refresh ourselves with the high school favorite for underage drinkers, Keystone.
But first things first. Yeah, that's right, guys. The first thing we have going for you is normally a interesting topic or news story, conversation starter that I think that really kind of encapsulates what we do here on The Boys. And
yes,
this week has been an interesting one. There was a couple of different stories we could have picked, but we picked one of the biggest ones, and that's Ryan Lochte's Ugly America.
Wow.
Because Ryan Lochte is a moron. Can we all agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And for the longest time, he was just like a harmless little thing. He was our moron. He was just this dumb jock out there. He had a reality show. He was a really good swimmer, but that's all he was. And he was just
funny.
He had
a reality show?
Yeah, What Would Ryan Lochte Do was a real thing.
Oh, man. And MTV, no.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Weird.
And but now he is a liar because he lied to his mom about being robbed in Rio. And that's what started this whole thing. And, you know, it became an international incident. Now he's an international villain, but he also represents something interesting, which is our topic of discussion, the ugly American. What's an ugly American to you guys?
Ooh. An ugly American?
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
I can agree with that one.
Yeah. He's pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But what makes him?
Oh, what makes us ugly Americans?
Like
sorry. It's arrogance, man. It's we act like we're so entitled everywhere we go, like. Even in other countries, even if you just go to your neighbor's house, people act entitled because we have this sense of being better. And maybe that's because we're raised that way. I don't know. But that's what makes us so ugly, in my opinion.
I would totally agree on that one. And to add, you know, look at Donald Trump. Look at Hillary Clinton. They're both ugly Americans.
Physically, mentally too, yes.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about their physicalities.
I don't know. Hillary's kind of she's okay. She's kept, you know.
I wasn't talking about the physicalities. I'm talking about the mental.
She got some booty for you.
She's packing a little bit. But yeah, and no, that is very true. It's the arrogance that Americans have in going to places and treating places that are vacation spots just like throwaway places. Like they don't really care. And is that the issue when it comes to people's view on Americans abroad? Is it the way that we vacation? Because we go to Cancun, we go to Puerto Vallarta, we go to all these different kind of places, and we trash it, and we go on spring break, and we just go have a good time. Yeah, let's drink, bruh. All right, get going. Yeah, man. Yo. So is it that? Is it something different and deeper?
I think it's different and deeper. I think that is just what people from other places see on TV. I also think it's outside of spring break, how we present ourselves when we're not on spring break. Just being at home gives us that persona.
Okay.
And then vacationing or visiting family in other countries like I do with my family who live in Mexico, same thing. Same thing. That persona is just kind of, it's a stereotype now.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who go on vacations who aren't rude to other people and who take care of the their area and what they're doing. They clean up after themselves after leaving the beach, but then people still look at them as an ugly American just because they're an American.
Right.
No, so I think that I think we are. I think we do go in those places and tear those places up entirely because, how do I put this? I mean,
we expect other people to clean up after
us. Yeah. It's become so much part of our culture that people clean up after us, and we're such a wasteful culture. Instead of being like, instead of reduce, reuse, recycle, we're like, buy it new, constantly. And that creates that mentality. And we do go to places and just tear it up, like everything. Like you said, spring break, anywhere we go to party definitely gets destroyed. But even then, you got people who go to like monuments in Europe and graffiti them. You know, like, Jim was here. Like, you know, just an example.
Okay, uh-huh. Jim, this brings this up now. Have you ever been the ugly American somewhere? Because you actually just got back from a world, pretty much European trip like a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, it was like it was like probably about a year and 3 months now.
Okay.
Actually, my family, we're really good about being really respectful. Like, my sisters are very big into learning the language, and so they ask people, how do you say this? Which I feel would get annoying. You know, I personally always opt out of that part. I'm like, no, I'm not going to ask this guy 17 times how to say thank you in his language, because he's going to roll his eyes at me and eventually be like, no, just stop, please.
He says it in perfect English, like, hey, okay, yeah. I'm not telling you how to speak this language anymore. Go away.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, so we try to do our best to keep everything clean because, I don't know, we were raised that way. We were raised to be respectful. Like, our parents both came from 1950s. You know, you take care of what you have and you take care of what people give you. And you show respect what you have to all that.
Yeah, but age is maturity, too. I mean, you're talking about spring breakers. These kids are in college. Like, you know, unfortunately, that does give a bad persona. But if I was to see someone in their 40s in Canada hanging out at the beach and I see them littering or throwing their trash out, I would be the person to tell them to pick it up.
Now, what about a 32-year-old? Because this whole conversation gets started because of 32-year-old Ryan Lochte. And the story goes that he went into the bathroom, him and his swim buddies. He tore off a poster inside the gas station. It got everyone's attention. You know, things happened. There was some argument that happened. There was a gun-wielding security guard. But all they asked for was the payment for the sign, which was like $70 or something like that in American money. And that's the whole situation that happened. Him going and lying to his mom is what started this whole international incident thing. And I think that's a part of being the ugly American, too, is this constant, we feel that we're so great over here in this country, and everywhere else is so terrible that there's no way no one can not believe that I didn't get mugged in Rio. You know, hey, yeah. I'm Ryan Lochte, you know, like sometimes when I swim, you know, like things happen and like guns and stuff like that. And he held a gun in my face and I was like, hey, whoa, bro, like, calm down, man. I just want to swim. And that's the guy that came here and has blue hair or gray hair and decided to lie to his mama. Oh, we're all dealing with mama issues. If you want to find our mamas, go to facebook.com/theboysmedianetwork or theboysmedia.com. Our moms are everywhere over there.
They are.
You can also join in the conversation here at Talk Radio 1190, 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Go check us out on Facebook and Twitter and have a good time today. We will be back with the Boys Power Hour with a little bit of gold medals for good with Cassie Wilson right after this.
I'm Tom Gresham. Whether you like guns or hate them, you can join the sometimes hot but always civil conversation with me, Sundays, 9 to midnight. It's Gun Talk, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
Howdy, folks. Crazy Gun Dealer here, and it wasn't easy, but I got you more of those AR-15 5.56 rifles for only $399 with ammo purchase. You know how crazy it's been between terrorist threats and gun ban threats? I only have a limited supply. Don't know when or if I can get more. So get in here now if you want an AR-15 rifle for only $399. Remember, we always have a huge selection of all types of guns, love helping first-time gun buyers, and as always, every gun comes with free CHO classes, free lifetime warranty, free range membership and free test firing with most handguns. And we're so certain we have the best gun deals, if you drive down and we don't already have the best gun deal you found, we'll beat any gun deal gun to gun, or we'll just give you the gun for free. Because nobody wants your gun business more than the crazy gun dealer in Alvareda. Check us out online at crazygundealer.com, follow us and get a freebie by texting crazy to 24587, or give us a call at 855-329-GUNS. And don't forget, folks, we pay trade and loan more for your old guns, too.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. Our biggest event of the year just got better. Just announced. Get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of 2016 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from the entire lineup of Ford vehicles. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. Now during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, F650, or F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/6/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
Do you feel sometimes like you need to be rescued from your career? You're not alone. So many people dread going into work every day, thinking that they just kind of painted themselves into a career corner, and they're just stuck with what they got. They got to stand with their hand. Sure, they look around for other stuff, job openings and whatnot, but what about retraining yourself? What about a career in computers? You can get the certifications and the skills you need to start a new career in computers, a new life, if you will, just up the road a piece in Irving, Texas, at a big, wonderful campus called My Computer Career. They provide hands-on learning, all the materials you need, even your own laptop and tablet, one-on-one instruction, and when you're done, job placement? Are you kidding me? Not just job placement at graduation, job placement for life. Your first step is to go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free 5-minute career evaluation. There's a whole network of employers that love My Computer Career students and hire them all the time, sometimes before they're completely done with their courses. I'm not saying jump right in and do it. I'm saying spend 5 minutes checking it out at mycomputercareer.edu. mycomputercareer.edu. A new career in less than a year.
The second annual Fort Worth Climb for a Calling, honoring first responders and veterans, will be held in Fort Worth Sunday, September 11th at Burnett Plaza. The event benefits Sons of the Flag. Register today at climbforacalling.org.
From the PenFed Credit Union Weather Center, tonight it looks like we're going to have a low around 72 and probably going to continue seeing some more thunderstorms or showers along the way. And then tomorrow we're going to have a high around 85 with, again, more showers and thunderstorms. This report is brought to you by BOK Financial Advisors.
Investing shouldn't be intimidating. And with BOK Financial Advisors helping you plan for your financial well-being, it isn't. Let them make it easier on you. Visit advisors.bokfinancial.com today. Member FINRA SIPC.
And we're back to the Zboys Radio Show. Now, the positive seed for Grand Slam Sports.
Yes, that's right, guys. It's time for Grand Slam Sports here on the Zboys Power Hour on Talk Radio 1190. If you want to talk about some sports on Twitter with some of us, go to at Zboys Media on Twitter and check out the show. We'll be updating stuff on the Twitter as much as possible throughout the show and conversating with you out there. And yeah, Grand Slam Sports is where the Zboys Power Hour takes you on a grand tour of everything that is sporting out there. We're going to talk about the Olympics here in just a bit, but first, it's a thing I like to call quick outs. There's a few stories out there that just really need to be touched on a little bit, but you know, they aren't really the biggest things in the world. They're not really the main things, but they're these things. And we're going to start off with Alex Rodriguez and Prince Fielder both retiring after very, very confusingly great careers. One was robbed, from what could have been his best years by injury, and the other had to beg to be able to play in his final game. That was A-Rod, and he cried a whole – yeah, good riddance to him. Anything on these guys, did they impact you in any way?
Yeah, Prince Fielder will always be remembered as a Texas Ranger thanks to his work here, and so I got to say mano-y to that man.
Mono Wheel. Stay gold, Prince. Mm-hmm. Next on the easy out is UFC 202 is tonight, guys. Mm-hmm. And that card gives us Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz 2. In a rematch of two people, I think that would be just as entertaining fighting in like a Waffle House parking lot. I think it would be awesome. Who do you guys got in the fight? McGregor or Diaz?
McGregor.
Diaz.
Oh, we got a split right here. Okay.
It's just because of heritage is all. We're just fighting our heritage.
It's true. That's kind of a good point there.
I would just like to see Conor McGregor get hit in the face again.
I want to know where this Waffle House fight's going on.
Oh, that's probably going to happen after the fight. And then finally, guys, this is local news. Big local news. Breaking local news. Woo! Jerry Jones, the owner, GM of the Dallas Cowboys, is eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Yay!
What?
Okay, yes, his team may have been mediocre a lot more than it's been great, but honestly, he's done more to make the NFL the game it is today, and it's even affected his team with the salary cap and all that in free agency, but he's done more to make it the sport it is today and the juggernaut than I think anybody.
Yeah!
I'm always a Cowboys fan, diehard fan here. I bleed.
Cowboys are looking great this season, but I just don't like Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's
he's a businessman.
That's
he's not
exactly
a,
what I was
He's not a coach.
Say.
He's not an owner. He's just a businessman.
Well, yes, he is a businessman and a $4 billion businessman at that. But that was easy outs. Now it's time to get to the meat and potatoes of what we have on Grand Slam Sports. That means I get to toss it over to Miss Holly Woods. Miss Cassie has some gold medals for good here.
Yes,
when
I
dealing
do.
With the Olympics, because the Olympics have had a lot of trash and garbage thanks to Lochte. But yes. I think Cassie's going to be able to clean it up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I was doing a positive twist on the Olympics and out of some of the negatives that they had to say about Rio and some of the competitors for the Olympics as well. So there's a young man named Joseph Spuling, I'm not really sure how to say his name, but he's 21 and he wanted to become an Olympian at 9. So his dad helped him practice and train to do so. He is the first gold medalist in Singapore. He's also the first man to win a medal in Singapore for swimming. And he even beat his idol, Michael Phelps.
Yeah, that's right. I saw there was a picture of this guy, Mr. Schooling, with Michael Phelps as in one of his first Olympics. Like, it's crazy how that shows you how long Phelps has been competing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And his idol beat him 16 years later.
That's crazy.
I know. So,
beat his idol 16 years later.
But it's still really cool, though. It's a cool story. Anyway, so I am because that's someone to idolize, I think. And I think what he's doing is very good for himself and for his country. I mean, he decided to make a goal happen and he did everything he needed to do to make it work. So I'm giving him a bronze medal for that.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, bronze.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so there's this young lady. Her name is Yusara Mardini. She's 18 years old. She's actually a Syrian refugee. Her and her two sisters, along with two strangers, pushed their refugee boat for 3 hours until they reached Lebos, where they then traveled backpacking and hiking through England to get to Germany. Then they moved to Berlin in September of 2015. And now here we are almost 1 year later and she's an Olympian. How crazy is that?
That's a crazy journey. There's not many people alive that could probably say that they were once a refugee, now an Olympian.
She's 18. And her sisters, her two sisters are younger than her. So I think that's really, really.
But she got a lot of practice, right, by pushing that boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Swimming, you know?
Yeah.
She's been there.
She was already in swimming prior to that, too.
Jim, what were you doing at 18?
What was I doing? You don't want to know what I was doing. Locked doors.
I wasn't doing anything at 18. I definitely wasn't pushing my boat across the freaking channel. Yeah.
I was making my mom buy a lot of tissues.
Yeah.
But still, hey. She's someone I think a lot of people can learn from and idolize. So I'm giving her as well a bronze medal.
A bronze medal. Third place ain't bad.
No, nothing wrong with that.
She's pretty awesome, actually.
So, moving on, there is a lady by the name of Kate and another lady by the name of Helen, and their last names are Richardson Walsh.
So they're sisters.
They're actually partners. They're married. They are the first same-sex married couple to play on their team.
Awesome.
Wow.
And get this, and on top of that, they are the first to bring the gold medal for field hockey for Great Britain.
Nice. Hmm. First things first.
I like it. Honestly, it was nice to finally see some same-sex in there. I'm not going to lie. Because there's a lot of stipulations when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Okay, and I hate to hijack that for just a moment, because I was watching the women's 800-meter race, which is twice around the track,
yeah.
And there are women who don't exactly look like women,
yes.
Who are giants and that like coasted through 2.5 or 1.5 times around and then bulldozed their way up front. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that the testosterone levels should even be there at all? Because there's like a limit you can have. You can have as much testosterone to a point and almost be a man. So what do you guys feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, if she's a girl and she's masculine and she pushes herself that hard, go right at it. I'm very feminine, but if I was to work out hard enough, I could tell you right now, I would look very masculine. I'd just be a little masculine.
Yeah,
person.
I'd look masculine too if I worked out. So.
Yeah.
God, yeah, you need to work on that there, Jim.
Man. Ugh, bulking. Okay, so I'm giving these ladies a silver medal. For a lot, because they're doing a lot, honestly. And once they come home, they're going to be idolizing. People are going to idolize a lot of them. I already do.
We support the LGBT community.
Exactly. I'm
we
a
do,
huge supporter for that.
Are we giving them silver just because of that?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm giving them a silver because of everything they've overcome to get where they are to be a gay married couple in the Olympics. That takes a lot of courage to do.
Okay. Okay. I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Courage.
So the next part is I'm going to give a medal to a team, actually, and it's the four women on the Saudi Arabia team.
Whoa.
They are the only women to compete in the Olympics on behalf of Saudi Arabia.
Did they, like, sneak over or something? Like, how did that happen? How did they even, like, we all know the Middle East isn't the, you know, most women-friendly place in the world.
No, not at all.
So how did they get over how did this even happen?
That's a great question. I did not look too far into it, but the rumors.
Research!
I know. But the rumors, apparently, three of them are here in America.
Okay.
I can't say if they're American or not,
okay.
Because I know for a fact you have to have some form of descent or like born in that country in order to represent them for the Olympics.
Right.
So I'm not sure if I know they were all born there, but I don't know if they were raised there and then moved to America or if they were born there and then raised in America and then happened to attend the Olympics on behalf of their family members.
Okay.
Either way, representing the Saudi Arabia team is got to be very tough, especially as a girl. Me being a girl too, I couldn't do it. Honestly, they have way more courage than I do, and I'm sure than a lot more other women. So I'm giving them a silver medal, all four of them, because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And hopefully more women on their team will come into the Olympics after this, too.
Yeah, it starts with
stepping stones.
Starts with four. One of them, Sarah Attar, was actually at the 2012 Summer Olympics and became one of the first two women.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's greatness that she's been able to double up on that and be able to represent her country in that kind of way and represent women of that country in that kind of way. It's a rarity that we get to see that coming out of that place.
Agreed. And so that's why I'm giving them all silver medals. So, lastly is Anthony Irvin. He's 35, and this guy has one heck of a story. He's failed at attempted suicide. He's had a near-death experience while on LSD driving a motorcycle. He has battled Tourette syndrome since he was a child. He has dabbled in Buddhism, cross-dressing, and is currently in a band called Weapons of Mass Destruction. In 2011, he re-enrolled in Berkeley and announced his return to swimming, and now here he is in Rio, winning two gold medals. So I'm giving this guy a gold medal because he's awesome.
Yes, gold medal for him. And we're actually going to give out one more medal, and that medal's to Ryan Lochte. He gets a gold medal for D-baggery.
Oh,
he is
definitely
the ultimate D-bag winner for the gold. And we are the ultimate radio show right now. We're just the Boys Power Hour. You can find us at The Boys Media on Twitter. You can also call 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190 to talk to the show. We'll be back after this with a little thing we call the Twind, or the Trend, if I say it right.
Twind.
The Twind.
I like Twind.
And Twins. We'll be back, guys.
The Trending Twin.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Hi, this is Rodney Anderson. Many home buyers are finding they have to move quickly in today's real estate market. This is our specialty. We can get you pre-approved quickly. We close our loans in 8 to 15 days, and we close our loans on time. I've been doing loans in the DFW area for over 22 years, and we have put together a streamlined process where everything is done in one building, on one floor, in one office, and our customers keep coming back time and time again. If you're in the market to buy a home and need a fantastic lender, I invite you to pick up the phone and call my office at 1-800-EXPRESS. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can call us right now, 1-800-EXPRESS, or visit us online at rodneyanderson.com.
Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 196730. 4975 Preston Park Boulevard, Suite 800, Plano, Texas.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-3816. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-3816. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
As the new season gets underway, why not trade for better seats? Or you may want to look over a whole new lineup. This season, you could even throw your own tailgate party. Maybe make the trade of the year. Find out how at Don Davis Auto Group's season opener in Arlington.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
The Therapy Hour with Rusty Lozano, Sundays at noon on Talk Radio 1190. Join Rusty Lozano as he talks about ways of dealing with depression and other behavioral issues. Sundays at noon on Talk Radio 1190.
We are back here at Savoy's. If you're just now joining us, we wrapped up sports, and now it's time for the trend with Positive C.
Yeah, but before we get into that, we need to talk about something a little bit serious. Breaking news, guys. There was a terrorist attack in Turkey at a wedding. More than 20 dead, 90 hurt. All thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Turkey right now. We know that the Olympics are happening. We know the world stage is all in Rio, but right now we need to be thinking about everybody else, too, because there's weird things happening in Louisiana and tragedy in Turkey. So, but we're back with the Boys Power Hour here at Talk Radio 1190. Facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork is where you can find most of our stuff. If you want to find some more funny things, go to TheBoysMedia.com. We have 2 years worth of just nonsense and carefree material there that you can enjoy whenever. It's on demand. And right now, if you're on the internet looking for that, you also know about internet things called hashtags.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's what the trend is all about. We hashtag the biggest or the most entertaining stories that we decide. We kind of, we're the media. We decide what we're going to give to you. You don't get to decide what we talk about. So let's start this off with hashtag Spider Trump, radioactive Spider Trump. That's right, and that has nothing to do with Donald Trump, but 19-year-old Steven Regatta has been charged with felony reckless endangerment and misdemeanor trespassing as he scaled the side of the Trump Tower a little while ago, about 2 weeks ago or so, with suction cups. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So here's the question,
like a real
guys.
Spy. That's kind of cool.
It really is. It was like Mission Impossible. It was really cool. But here's the question, guys. Where is the scariest place you have been to?
Oh, well.
That is a hard decision.
Yeah, right.
Are we talking about like haunted houses, or are we talking about countries?
Just the most nerve-wracking place you could possibly think
well,
of.
Well, Compton's been gentrified, but so is Oak Cliff. So probably Tent City that used to be under I-45.
Okay.
Really?
But the people are really nice still.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's not really scary for me. I go there all the time and I feed the homeless.
It's scary seeing it when you first pull up.
Though. Yeah, like, no, it's intimidating because you're like, what's going on? Where is this? I would say, I don't know the name of it, but I went to this little village in Mexico with my dad when I was a kid. And that was really scary because that's when the cartel was just starting to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a little girl, he had me put my hair up in a sombrero and he rubbed dirt on our faces, and my mom too, because she's really white.
So you look like a dirty boy?
Yeah, so I would look like more like a Hispanic, and then we traveled through some like really small towns and to get to some other place to visit family. It sounds really funny, but it's true.
The scariest place I've ever been is prison.
Oh, great.
I mean, that's scary, and not on a visit either. So yeah, that's kind of one of those things that happens. But yeah, prison sucks, and prison is scary. But Violator, have you ever been to somewhere scary?
Yeah, plenty of times.
What's the scariest place you've ever been to?
Texas.
What are you doing?
Comedic gold, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a lot of scary places I've been.
There, okay. Well, we'll get to that later. All right.
I can't pick the best one.
Move along. Hashtag.
Or in this case, the worst one.
No Super Bowl hello. That's right. The fantastic British singer Adele addressed rumors that she will not be doing the Super Bowl in 2017 at a sold-out show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I got a question for you. Do you agree with her reasonings? Her reasonings are that she can't dance, the show isn't about music, and that, I mean, it's not something she really wants to do. Do you agree with her reasonings for not being able to do the Super Bowl or announcing that?
Well, as a fan, no. But as an artist, yes. I can agree with that.
You know, yeah, no, she obviously knows she's not a fast-paced, high-action performer. And we all saw what happened in Coldplay last year. So I completely agree with her.
I don't. I think that other singers have done it. Whitney Houston did it. I mean, there's lots of people that aren't dancers and they don't have that sort of repertoire and they do the Super Bowl.
But they got soul.
She has soul. Adele's got a lot of soul in that big white body of hers.
She's super fly.
She's pasty soul.
I got soul. I'm super bad.
There was that. What did David Bowie? He had that blue eyed soul or whatever. The pasty soul is what Adele is. But okay,
pasty soul.
If not Adele, then who? Who do you think? Who would you guys want
to
see?
I'd go back to
Red
Hot Chili
Peppers. I would
like to
see somebody
again.
New, like someone up and coming that's still good. You know, like maybe Kara or Nash.
What?
These are top 40 performers right here.
We've got to vote for people we don't know.
Red
Hot Chili Peppers. You know what? I really don't know, but I say we go off the deep end and do something like an entirely animated concert. So we get like the Gorillaz and Death Clock,
That'd be cool.
Like Rick and Morty, so we can all get Schwifty.
Oh, man.
I think it'd be cool to see that, honestly.
Okay, I might pay to see that, to be honest.
I kind of, at one point in time, thought that they've missed out on not putting Metallica. Like doing at least they play Metallica songs in every NFL stadium ever.
Yeah.
They play like four Metallica songs.
Metallica
game.
Won't do it, though.
Yeah, no, they will. They have never been asked.
I don't think they will do
and
it.
they've done a national anthem at baseball games. They will do it. They've just never been asked. And they should have did it when they did it in San Francisco. They just were in San Francisco, Metallica's hometown. They didn't ask that freaking band to do it. And AC/DC, another
That'd
band
be a good one.
That well a bunch of their members are gone now.
Yeah,
so basically
it's not
you're
the
just
original.
Gonna you're just gonna get Angus and like some.
It's
like,
not. It's gonna be Sipar. It's gonna be like the off-brand version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe Axl Rose. That'd be great. So the reformed Guns N' Roses, maybe them.
Along with AC/DC?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I like me some Guns N' Roses.
I think that they should. Okay, here's the perfect concert. You start out with a little bit of AC/DC, maybe doing Thunderstruck. Mm-hmm. then you shift. Like, remember the old Super Bowl halftime show that had Aerosmith and the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC and whoever?
They
had this big one where it was like four different bands. So after a little bit of Metallica or AC/DC, you get Metallica on there with, you know, whatever the heck they're playing, fast and sloppy. And then you end it. You end it with the greatness of the third band I said a second ago, whoever they are.
The one you can't remember?
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, then you end it with Guns N' Roses. Exactly. There you go.
You know, I think Fast and Sloppy is my favorite Metallica song.
That's the name of all their albums, is Fast and Sloppy.
Maybe they should just turn it around and just do like an emo thing and have like The Used or My Chemical Romance do the halftime show at Super Bowl.
No.
I would pay to see that. I'm a
so
total
depressing.
Emo kid.
Oh, I forgot to cover the no with the cough. My mistake.
Oh, man. Okay. So moving along. Hashtag jokes on Jared. According to IGN.com and multiple other sources with, you know, the alternative media, Jared Leto has become vocally frustrated with his role in Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I can get it. I can get it. He has even been allegedly reported saying that he felt tricked into being a part of the production and saying that he thought the film was going to be a lot more artistic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, question. Do you think Leto was tricked? Do you think the studio stepped in and made changes to the movie, or do you think his parts just sucked?
Okay, when was the last time recently that a comic book movie was artistic?
I guess you could say that Christopher Nolan's Batman movies were artistic.
More so than a lot of
Marvels.
No, they
were
Marvels.
Cinematically artistic.
I think that's what
that's a big difference, though.
You see, I was going to say something like Sin City, very artistic movie.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I watched the movie Suicide Squad. I thought it was a really good movie. I wouldn't give it a perfect score across the board, but I mean, it was still good. And I thought he played a really well Joker. So I don't understand. I mean, maybe I'm not him, so I don't know how they sold it to him. That's the part I want to know.
Right.
Is how did they sell it to him for him to think that his part wasn't that good or the movie wasn't that artistic? Because it was a lot different than most movies you see today.
I think they told him it was going to be like some anarchic punk. Like artsy film. Like, yeah, I think he thought going into it, he was going to be playing the Joker and there was going to be a Harley Quinn and it was going to be, what's that movie with Woody Harrelson and Natural Born Killers. Mm. I think he thought he was playing the Joker in a Natural Born Killers type of movie.
But
it turned out to be as close to a run of the mill superhero movie as you could, except they're bad guys. But it was pretty followed the same kind of formula. There was a little bit of different funky things they did.
Yeah.
But I really think he was going head on into it like, yeah, there's going to be like violence and cussing and all this stuff. We're going to make things sick and twisted. And it just wasn't like that.
Any of us would have liked to have seen. But I mean, in all honesty, you guys, anybody who's listened to any of our old stuff knows that I was hesitant about Leto from the get go.
Right.
I mean, we argued almost 40 minutes on this one episode. But I think he just sucked, honestly. Like, there might be some cutscenes that explain the Joker's role in that movie, but his portrayal was really predictable, and his character was completely unneeded in that storyline.
I think so, too. I'm full on. We got one more hashtag. Do it real quick. Hashtag Mexi can kidnap you. Don't go to Mexico because apparently in Puerto Vallarta, 16 customers were kidnapped at gunpoint. Mexican officials say that the 16 were actually members of a gang and whatnot. So here's a quick question. Where would you rather be lost with $500 cash, a backpack, and your passport? Somalia, Colombia, Mexico, or Afghanistan? Go.
Man, that's a hard one. I'm just going to say Mexico because I have family there, so I can hide out.
I looked at all the positive stuff, but I'm going with Colombia. No, sorry, not Colombia, Somalia.
It doesn't matter where, I'm ditching the bag so nobody comes after me.
Heck yeah, no, same here. Definitely not going to Afghanistan. They might put a bomb in a backpack.
I'll just lay out and get a tan. I'll blend in with everybody, maybe.
I'm going to Mexico, guys. You can come to Mexico with me. And if you want to find out our trip to Mexico, go to Twitter. Go to @TheBoysInMedia and follow us on Twitter. We'll show you our trip to Mexico with our $500 and our passports. And we'll do lots of other fun stuff, too. You can also go to TheBoysMedia.com and listen to everything we have done and listen to us argue about Jared Leto for 40 minutes because that's freaking awesome. Awesome. Stick around here on Talk Radio 1190. We have a little bit more for you. In fact, the positive spin is going to get down and dirty with High School Reunion talk. Oh, yeah. Ooh, 10 years for everybody. We'll be back after this. Boys Power Hour.
Thank you. Howdy, folks. Crazy Gun Dealer here, and it wasn't easy, but I got you more of those AR-15 5.56 rifles for only $399 with ammo purchase. You know how crazy it's been between terrorist threats and gun ban threats. I only have a limited supply. Don't know when or if I can get more. So get in here now if you want an AR-15 rifle for only $399. Remember, we always have a huge selection of all types of guns, love helping first-time gun buyers, and as always, every gun comes with free CHO classes, free lifetime warranty, free range membership, and free test firing with most handguns. And we're so certain we have the best gun deals, if you drive down and we don't already have the best gun deal you found, we'll beat any gun deal gun to gun, or we'll just give you the gun for free. Because nobody wants your gun business more than the Crazy Gun Dealer in Alvareta. Check us out online at crazygundealer.com, follow us and get a freebie by texting CRAZY to 24587, or give us a call at 855-329-GUNS. And don't forget, folks, we pay trade and loan more for your old guns, too.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
Rebuilding Together Greater Dallas is gearing up for this year's Operation Freedom. From September 11th through November 11th, Rebuilding Together will perform much needed home repairs for veterans, first responders, and their families. For more information, visit rebuildingdallas.org.
We know it's not easy dealing with a loved one who drinks too much, but there's help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups. For a meeting near you, call 1-888-4-ALANON. That's 1-888-425-2666.
Free Talk Live.
That's essentially what the IRS does. They write a bunch of strangers, people they don't know, an invoice, and they include a bunch of obscure instructions that you're supposed to understand. And then at the very bottom, it says, if you don't follow these instructions to the T, we are going to charge you with a criminal offense and throw you in the clink. This is a threat, and I don't take kindly to threats. I don't know about you.
Catch Free Talk Live Monday through Sunday, midnight to 3 a.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
And now for something completely different.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker!
We are back. This is Talk Radio 1190, and we are the Zaboys with Zaboys Power Hour. And here is our host, Positive C.
And it is time for something completely different, and it is my turn to control the now for something completely different. If you don't know what we do, guys, last segment, we go ahead and toss it around. Everyone gets a little bit of control. Everyone gets their hands in the pot. And it's my turn to bring us to a positive spin right now. And this is when I kind of let you a little inside my life and my thoughts and and some of the things that I do because I'm so important. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Agreed.
I got him trained right. All right. Anyway, guys, the first thing I want to talk about is a bucket list thing for me. This is a bucket list thing, being on the radio. I am actually doing two bucket list things in like a week because I get to front a metal band.
Nice.
Do you guys understand how long I've wanted to do this? I used to scream like when I would go over to my buddy's house. We listened to Norma Jean and just scream and yell. Yeah, and just have such a good time. It was awesome. I'm going to be fronting a band called Forget Conformity. They're a couple of our buddies. They're a pretty good little band, not going to lie. I've enjoyed working with them the past little bit. And we're going to be playing at the Greatness of Tomcats West out there in Fort Worth. Go check us out, guys. It's at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. We'll probably be on around 9. Brainbox, Cassie, they'll be out there. I'll be out there. It's the Boys Media Network. We'll be full in effect. So go check that out, guys, and enjoy. They're performing with a band called Wrath and Avoid the Void for the Likes of You and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But right now it's time for the positive spin, and we're going to talk about something that is going to affect all of us at some point in time, and you out there listening have probably been affected by this too. It's the dreaded high school reunion.
Oh man, mine's coming up.
I was going somewhere else with that.
Dun dun dun. What are you doing? But high school reunion is something that everyone has to deal with. At least you at least get the newsletters, right? Like maybe if you don't go or don't have anything to do with it, you at least get like the newsletter saying that it's happening.
Yeah.
Have you guys started to get that lately?
Yes. No. Mine's 1 year from now.
Okay, so you're 10 year, right?
Yeah.
Are you getting nervous there, Cass?
No.
Why not?
Because I haven't changed since high school.
You're still, well, you're
that's exactly why you should be nervous.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Is it? Is
I'm
that
not
why
at
you
all.
Should be nervous?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm not nervous. I'm going to walk in there, and I know a lot of people from school, they're going to be doing their own thing, and that's cool. But I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to see some people who probably should have changed that haven't changed, and not for the better, for the worst. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hoping to see a lot of old friends, you know, evolve and be better than what they were in high school. I was the black sheep in school, so.
Well, now you're the white unicorn in here. So.
I know. I'm a unicorn.
We'll post the pictures up on facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork and /TheBoysMedia. Yeah, this is ridiculous watching Cassie the Unicorn broadcast, but that's how we know her. And is that how people knew you in high school?
I was an emo kid in high school.
Okay.
I was, but I was awesome because I had all this personality and all that darkness inside me, or on the outside, I guess.
Wow, interesting.
So
those
are conflicting
ideas.
Well, I was just really well known in school because I lived in Plano, which is a suburban area to Dallas. Mm-hmm. So like the school's there, you know, you got 1,500 people in one graduating class, and I knew probably more than half of those people because I haven't lived in Plano my whole life, but it's just from going to schools and being social.
Yeah, social butterfly there, Cassie.
I am.
Are you nervous, Chris?
Mine's already passed.
Were you nervous, I should say?
My 10-year reunion just happened last Friday, I believe, and I wasn't necessarily nervous as more I was really kind of, I don't know, I guess maybe I was nervous because I knew the actual road dog or the person I hung out the most with in high school wasn't going to be there. My buddy Leo wasn't going to be there. So, like, it was, like, I knew everybody. I knew a whole bunch of people. But I wanted to do an experiment, actually, because this is something I kind of thought about. Well, all right, maybe 80% of the people that I talked to would remember me, right?
Yeah.
But how many of that 80% would actually remember something I did in high school?
Yeah.
And I wanted to, like, record conversations with them during the reunion and ask them, hey, like, do you remember something I did? And I guarantee less than 10% could. Because I went to Martin High School, so it was a giant graduating class, so many people in that school, and you get lost in the shuffle. But then going there and looking at everybody and seeing how, you know, looks-wise, not a lot of people changed, but personality-wise, people just got.
Yes.
Like, it is ridiculous the level of, man, we talked about this at the very beginning, self-importance, and what's the other word that we're thinking of?
Ego?
Yeah, there's a little bit of ego, and those things, yes, those. We can't think of words right now. Words
that
are hard.
That sounds like high school in general.
I know what you're thinking
exactly.
About too.
Okay, check it out. That entitlement, bam.
Thank you.
But check it out. That's what I'm talking about. This high school reunion was literally like going and stepping back into high school, and
everyone
just
was older.
Everyone was clicky and just hanging out.
That's why I look forward to mine.
Okay.
That's why I want to avoid mine.
Okay.
I'm going to go in there.
They started a Facebook group about it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody did a "Where have you been in this past 10 years?" kind of thing, and it was like your high school picture, and then you wanted to put like your most common or newest picture next to it and explain what your life was like. And my honest response was, like, I put a picture of me, and then I put up a picture of Pratt. What's his name? Chris Pratt. Yes. And, like, as Star-Lord. And I was like, well, I've been surfing around the galaxy, you know, being a space pirate. Things have been crazy. Like, a lot has changed in 10 years. And, you know, it was just a joke to me.
I'm just hoping I don't get invited to mine.
Yo, you'll be invited.
Everyone gets invited.
And I went there and I wanted to do some promotion for the boys, but I forgot my cards. Yeah. So the very first person that I talked to was like, hey, yeah, I do this radio show. Come on, come hang out. And I wanted to interview him because he is a transvestite. And he does drag shows.
Yay!
So I wanted to start interviewing drag queens. And I think that would be something very interesting for us to do. Well, I didn't have any cards to give the queen. So I kind of failed on that. I almost just left after that. And one thing I also did, and I suggest doing this if you go to a high school reunion, go seek out the people you don't see on social media.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fake, like, oh, so you run a bakery now or something like that, even though you know exactly what they're doing because you see them on Facebook and Instagram and all that crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go and find people that you don't talk to on social media. You don't know anything about their life. That's what the most rewarding thing about it was.
I am literally a friend with maybe less than a dozen people I graduated from high school with.
So that'll be easy for you. You
oh, just go yeah. I don't troll anyone's Facebook. I just troll my own.
Man, I don't even get a choice to. It's like it really just goes on my timeline. I see everyone else's life, and I'm like, okay, cool, you're doing awesome.
We're having kids.
I just share a lot of stuff.
We have a puppy.
Yeah, I was gonna Life's say that's amazing. Probably what I share is more stuff about my dog.
Well, dogs are cool. No one brought their dog to the high school reunion. That was really sad.
I'm bringing mine.
Where
I have
to. Where was your high school reunion?
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was at a place called like Southside Patio in Arlington on South Street. Oh. It's a really, really cool place.
Right.
And
is that right over there by Jay Gill's?
Yeah, basically right behind Jay Gilligan's. And, oh, God, so much pre-promotion right now.
Yeah.
Pay
what happens
for this.
When you talk about life.
Yeah, but I mean, it was fun. I probably will never go to another one. I'm not going to go to my 20th.
Like, unless you're married and fabulous.
No, not even then, because I don't care. And yeah. I figured that out going to this 10-year one. I don't care what they're doing because none of you I went to high school with. None of these people in this room I went to high school with.
No. That's true.
So the people who I'm doing something positive with, positive spin, doing something positive with and doing like the real good life things, I'm not going to care about what the people in my high school were doing 10 years from now, mm-hmm.
The one thing I will say that I'm a little nervous about is running into old friends, because the reason we're
and
not—
old lovers.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I wasn't doing that in high school. I'm kind of nervous meeting old friends, because some of the friends I had in high school were really bad influences. They were really negative people, and they were the ones that kind of just draw your, like, drained you of your own positive mm-hmm. energy. And that's why I'm not friends with them to this day. So that part's a little nervous-wracking.
Were those the
me.
Emo kids?
They all played the world's tiniest violins on the wrist.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were emo kids, exactly. I hope they're positive now, though.
Hopefully they'll be positive, because if we're going to talk about them in a positive spin, you know what I mean? They have to, you know, have a certain standard.
I'm not curious enough to find them on Facebook. I'll just wait.
You can find us on Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook.com/The Boys and Media Network. You can actually go to theboysmedia.com, and everything that we've done for like 2 years is on there. It's a lot of fun. Go and listen to some of our early shows when it's literally just like a white board, press play, record, and we just talk. We just go off, and this is even before Miss Cassie, even before
uh-huh.
our buddy the Brain Box over here.
Yep.
It was me and Violator and a couple of people, Hutch and DWB. We have had a long cast of characters, a long history, and we hope that here on Talk Radio 1190, we can continue the history, make everyone love us, guys, because you know what? We're good enough, we're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like us. And follow us at The Boys Media on Twitter. Everybody, this has been...
Or Instagram.
Or Instagram.
We're all unicorns. Remember this.
Wait. We have an Instagram? Wait. Do that again there.
We do.
Brain
we
box.
Have an Instagram now. It's at TheBoys_Media.
And this has been The Boys Power Hour. Tune in next week, 6 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190. I'm Positive C. That's Hollywood's Wilson.
Hey, hey.
That's the all Brain right, Box Hornquist. Right. Violator produced. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So long, Manawia, and stay gold.
Adios.